I have never felt so white in my entire life.
I'm just an Uber driver. I just drove over here.
And everybody looks at me. I want to die because I know I've said something wrong in that moment. Hello and welcome to Colour Coded, the podcast where we talk about life, cultures and relationships. I'm Alex.
I'm Afsa.
And today we have some confessions.
Well, funny confessions.
Funny confessions.
And awkward moments. So in our relationship.
Basically, we are going to confess to you all of the things in our relationship and our like some of the things that we thought of that were just really awkward and funny since being together. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You start with your one that you remember.
This one was hilarious. I'm not going to lie. I wish I had a camera to capture this person's face. So we was in Cornwall and I remember, I think we was taking your mum to a charity show. We was taking your mum out somewhere.
I think we were taking to the Range. My mum loves the Range, loves B&M. So do I.
So it was a lovely day. Bernard was walking the dog. We was in the car. You was driving. And I was just in the back. And Bernard saw one of your childhood neighbours. And they started talking. While we was driving out, Bernard stopped you and introduced you to the neighbour because she wanted to see you because she hasn't seen you since you was much younger. She goes, oh, she's married now. Oh, congratulations. Where's your husband? How is he? Is he okay? She goes, yeah, he's right in the back. And then there's just me. And then she goes, oh, really? And she kind of looked into the back and then just me, this little Asian man saying, hi. She looked so shocked and it was hilarious. And she didn't know what to say. And then she just looked at me and she's like, oh, hi. And I don't know if she thought you was joking or if you was being truthful, because obviously she's not spoken to you about who you're with, or, you know, if you've been, I think she only just found out you got married.
Yeah, she had that in that moment, I think.
And then she just sees this Asian man in the back of the car, just really smiling, just looking out the window, just waving, saying hi.
I don't think she was expecting you to be Asian.
I know, but I wish I had a picture, because her face, she was just shocked, and it was hilarious. So that was very awkward, and I loved it, because I love awkward moments.
You do.
So, yeah. That was one of mine. I love that bit.
One of my top awkward moments is when we were shopping for one of your cousin's weddings.
Yeah.
We were in Green Street shopping in one of the main shops that's there. And we were looking for ages. You were helping me. Your cousin was helping me. Your sister was helping me. We were like getting everything ready. I was holding up the like chemises. I was thinking, what should I wear? Which outfit? Anyway, one of the shop workers comes and speaks to you and is like, who's looking for an outfit? And you're like, oh, my wife, like, and gestured towards me. She then turns to another random Asian person and was like, oh, you're his wife. And she's like, no. So she turns to the next person who's Asian and was like, oh, so you're his wife. And she's like, no. And then your sister goes, no, this is his wife, pointing to me, like the only white girl in the shop. And her face was a picture. She was like, and like, bearing in mind, I'm stood right next to him as well. Like, it's not like I'm stood down the end of the shop. I'm literally right next to him. But she thought it was every other person apart from me. That cracked me up.
I think she was just a little bit embarrassed because I did point at you and then she went straight to the first Asian person.
Yeah.
I think she was a little bit embarrassed and she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, it's fine. Don't worry. We get it every time, but it's fine. That was cute, though.
Yeah. That's funny and slightly awkward.
Yeah.
This is also when I first started shopping for South Asian clothes as well. So I already felt like really out of my depth. And then that really, really made me feel like an outsider. Like, don't belong here. But I belong there now because I go there all of the time.
You've passed your probation.
Passed my probation and made it into the South Asian communities.
Yeah.
And infiltrated all the shops and bought everything.
Basically.
If you guys don't know and you haven't been to Green Street, it's basically a big street where it's like full of like South Asian food, clothes, jewellery, everything basically that you could possibly want, and it's like heaven to me. I love it.
I'm not gonna lie, when I was younger I didn't really like going there because which kid likes shopping? And when your mom drags you to Green Street,
it is chaotic. Like, you don't want to go there every week.
As a child as well, like, you're literally going from shop to shop to shop. I used to hate doing that, but as I'm older, I go there. I appreciate, you know, you get really nice food if you want, whatever you want to do, you can, you know, and it's nice to kind of see something different to what you normally see, and it's exactly beautiful.
This one.
Okay, go on.
I don't even want to say it because if you're from Bangladesh and you speak Sylheti, you're going to die at this. I die whenever I think about this. Like, it literally, it makes me shrivel up inside. Like, I'm like, this is what I feel, okay? The time that I was at a relative's wedding. We go back to the house afterwards and they're doing photos. Yeah. They like set up a little photo station. Do you know the bit I'm talking about?
I think I remember because when I told you. Yeah, go on.
Don't give away. So they're setting up, they're taking the photos. Everybody's there. Like, obviously, we're in the house, but the house is not just like a few people. There is so many people in this house, okay? So many people. So anyway, this person calls for their daddy. And they're calling and they're calling and they're not coming. So Asa said, oh, who are you looking for? And I said, Asa, they're looking for their dad.
Yeah.
And they weren't.
It's funny because it was a grown woman saying, oh, where's daddy? And you're thinking they're calling for their dad. But
it's kind of cute.
No, I know. But in my head, I'm like, no, Alex, daddy in...
But I'm not saying this quietly, like, I'm saying this loudly. Oh, after they're looking for their dad. And everybody looks at me. I want to die because I know I've said something wrong in that moment. And after it's like, Alex, daddy means gran in Sylheti. So I was like, oh my God. I literally thought this grown woman was calling her dad daddy in front of everybody. And I then said to after, oh, they want their dad, but they don't want their dad. They literally want their gran. Yeah. And...
But
I will never forget what daddy means now.
Exactly.
I will always remember. So it was a lesson daddy, learned, yeah. But I cringe every time I think about it.
That was a very funny but awkward moment for you. I was loving it. It was very, very, very funny. The next one is quite funny, actually. And because I love awkward moments, I always put this in. Probably a little dad joke, but I love using it. Every time we go anywhere and people don't really know me, they're like, oh, is this your husband? Like to you, and I'm like, oh no, I'm just the Uber driver. And the awkwardness is hilarious. Like, I love it. And like, for example, we went to your friend's birthday, and someone's like, you're Alex's husband. I said, oh no, I'm just the Uber driver. I just drove her here. I'm not the husband. And she did not know what to do. She like, Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, then obviously I had to kind of, oh, no, I'm joking.
You're actually terrible. This man is like a child.
They hate me. We had a laugh.
But even when we're in restaurants, what do you say to the people? If I go pay for something.
Yeah. So if Alex ever, like, obviously pays for a meal or a drink or whatever it is, or they go, oh, who's paying? I'm like, oh, it's going to be the sugar mama. So I would, because every time you offer, I always call it the sugar mama.
But he says it like deadpan. So yeah. Like everybody's like, is she? Isn't she? And
what's
I'm just like,
going on here? And then,
it's so awkward. So I just ignore it now. I'm like, what can I do, man?
You just play off. Yeah, you're just like, yeah, that's fine. Here, take the card.
Honestly. One thing that I have definitely learned, which is like, again, makes me cringe inside. I knew this already, but sometimes like when you're in a work environment, for example, if you speak to somebody or like generally if you meet somebody, you'd go to shake their hands or like you go to say hello or greet them. And like your family are very tactile. So they'll like give you a hug. They're really just like loving people. But sometimes I forget that other Muslim families are not like that.
Yeah.
Particularly men. So I have had to like refigurate my brain to when I meet Muslim men, to like not like go to greet them or hug them or like, you know, like shake their hand, whatever it may be. So there's always like this awkward moment when like you like hug the girl next to them, then you have to like do like a step forward and a step back and a step forward and then go like, okay, no, this is not the right thing.
You just kind of nod your head.
And then literally that's what you do. You just kind of put your hands together and like nod your head gently. You have to be
hello, hi, assalamu alaikum. No, that is cute.
But yeah, that's a learning curve for me.
But yeah, no, you handle it very well though now.
Thanks. Just no like awkward two-step. They're literally like trying to do everything to communicate, don't touch me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so funny.
The next one is the bland food. Even though I don't mind, I'm partial to, you know...
A bit of beige food.
It doesn't really bother me, but I do love constantly pointing that out to Alex.
I have never felt so white in my entire life.
Yep.
Like, all the things that were just, like, normal to me, you know, like, for example, I'll kick something, I'll be like, oops, Daisy. I'm just like, you are so white. Like, literally, honestly, oops, Daisy. And
it's
the food
one... It's cute, but it's very white.
The food one, yeah. This man roasts me every time I cook. He's like, have you just put salt and pepper on it? No, I've actually now put garlic, paprika, onion,
everything,
onion granules,
everything's
like
in the cupboard.
Everything. Yeah. I've learned. My spice, my like, not even just spice, but like my flavours have developed.
They've improved.
They've improved.
But yeah, that is funny. Every time you do cook, yeah. I'm always checking what you seasoned it with.
Or if we go somewhere like Nando's, for example, and I order like the lemon and herb.
I don't mind lemon and herb as well. It gets a bad
breath. But he will roast me for ordering. He's like, of course you're going to order that.
Yeah, I know.
Of course you're going to order that.
But to be honest with you, you've improved a lot though.
I have.
Yeah. You can handle your heat a little bit more, which is good.
Handle my spices. I'm going to try some of the naga chili soon.
Oh, Mr. Naga.
Mr. Naga. I've had it in a curry before, but soon I'm going to try.
But no, you can't have it on its own. Your mouth will explode, Alex.
Would it?
It's hot, man. Like, especially for you, you're going to...
If I dip my tongue in it.
You could do that and then see the spice kind of... We'll do that on a video and see your reaction.
Okay. I'm down. Since I've been with you, one thing that I've noticed, again, kind of on that like very playful childlike behaviour.
Yep.
If we go to like a really nice art installation and it's something the way it's not like kind of cordoned off, this man will touch it.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you the anxiety that literally floods through my body as soon as I see his hand just like reaching towards this thing. So we went to an art installation, and in the middle of this room was basically a tower of champagne glasses. In big letters, it literally says, do not touch. What does that have to do?
No, I just wanted to see if they're stuck to the floor, or to the board that it was on top of, and then I get shouted at.
Not shouted at.
I got told off by Alex.
I was like, don't touch it, because if you take one at the bottom and it's not, say it is just balanced.
I wasn't going to.
You were going to.
I was just to see if it's like stuck on. It makes sense.
Can you imagine if this is a shampoo? like a glass flute tower. If you take one off the bottom, what's going to happen? It's literally going to go... Can you imagine how embarrassing that would be at this art installation? Honestly, I wanted to die. But what he will do to terrorise me is when we go into a shop, he will pick up like everything, especially if it's fragile and especially if he's getting bored. So say I'm looking at some like nice interior design things, I'm looking at some nice vases. He will go and like start like picking up everything, looking. He's just trying to entertain himself. And I'm like, oh, be careful with that. What would he do? Pretend to drop it.
Yep.
Pretend to drop it. And I literally...
Or I'll throw it in the air and catch it again. And you are literally...
It's giving me anxiety talking about it right
now. You're pulling your head. I can see you on the other side of the shop.
I'm trying to act cool, because the more I look like it's bothering me, the more he'll do it. So, but it's literally giving me such anxiety.
Let me paint a picture. So we'll be in a home decor store, whatever it is, right? And you'll be on the other side looking at cushions, for example. And I'll get your attention from the other side of the room, and it will be like crystal candle. What's it?
Oh my god! Don't.
What's the candle holders and stuff? Yeah. And I'm just like throwing up in the air, trying to pretend it's falling off. And you're literally looking at me like, stop! Like you're literally mouthing, saying, stop, put it down. And I'm like, oh, I'm still running around the shop.
Because there will be one time where he does this and it does smash.
Yeah, I know.
And then I'm literally going to walk away. I'm walking out of the store.
You don't even know me. Yeah.
I'm pretending I don't know you, because...
You get so embarrassed.
I do.
You get so... Like,
I
honestly,
get social anxiety with stuff
you
like
do,
that.
You do. And I love playing. I'm literally, sometimes when I do it, you literally walk out. I'm looking for you and you're just...
No, I literally walk away.
You walk out the store.
Like, I can't... Or I'll like make sure I'm like angled in a way that I cannot see him, because otherwise all I can focus on is him just being
childish
and annoying, and I'll get so distracted.
But listen, when I get bored, I just have to entertain myself, and my entertainment is Alex. I have to basically annoy her. It is what it is, man.
Honestly,
I'm sorry, but you know, I signed up for
I guess.
Yeah, you signed up.
So we're gonna end on a fun game.
Yep.
And this game, we're gonna need to write things down. Okay,
perfect.
So we're gonna ask a question, and then we're both going to write it down, and then we have to...
See if it matches.
Yeah, see if it matches.
All right.
I almost forgot the rules to my own game. I looked out at myself and I was like, hang on a minute, is that right?
Okay.
What's the thing that you do that annoys me the most?
The thing I do that annoys you? You can't do that.
Go on, 20 seconds.
So this is question one, right?
Yeah. No, just write it big, doesn't really.
Alright. What I do that annoys you.
Yeah.
Let me see if I
don't Don't look.
I'm not looking. I'm struggling, Alex. There's so much I do to annoy you. That's the problem. I've got so much. Did you?
There is so much to do.
What do I do to annoy you?
But this is one of the things that's really been taking me off recently. I'm worried that you can see through this card.
No, I can't. I can't. I don't know what to write. I'm in my head right now.
You literally did this yesterday, and I got annoyed with you about it.
I did this yesterday.
You did this yesterday.
What?
I just dropped the card. No, I'm worried.
I can't see through.
This card's not high quality. I'm worried that you're going to see through it.
What do I do? I'm trying to think what I did.
You literally did it yesterday. Ready?
I'm ready, go. Mind my spelling and my handwriting. But anyway,
one,
go.
Two, three.
I was shocked
you didn't get this one because I tell you how much it annoys me.
I tease you, yeah, but
so if you're listening, you're not watching, I've written sticks finger in my mouth when I'm yawning, and Afsa wrote teasing. So basically what Afsa will do is I will just mind my own business, I'll yawn. If I'm out in public, right, I'll always cover my mouth, but sometimes when you're at home you feel more chill. I'm just yawning. This man will just get his finger and just jab it right into my mouth.
No, but I just try to get your tongue so you get shocked and it ruins her yawn every
ruins
time.
Ruins the yawn. You know when you're just about to get the good part of the yawn and then you don't get it and then it's gone?
I'm sorry, but I just love ruining things.
Okay, next one. What's the thing I do? I know you should know that. What's the thing that I do that annoys you the most?
Ooh. What you do?
Yeah.
Okay. There's quite a few to choose from. It's a bit of a long one, but I can explain it after.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay, ready?
Okay, it's a bit of a long one.
What did you write? Let me see.
What did you write?
Dropping crumbs on the sofa.
Oh, that was until the other day.
So basically, this man hates crumbs. I'm like banned from being in the bed, basically. He hasn't explicitly banned me, but like the size have banned me from eating in the bed.
Because
and if I do, I'm like brushing all the crumbs out. He will know if I've eaten in bed, he will find, there'll be a crumb on his side and he'll find it, that's, even if I brushed it out.
I think that's the first time I told her about a zaru.
Oh, yes. It's like a Bengali like brush, isn't it?
Made of sticks and you just.
But anyway, if I do it on the sofa, like if I see a crumb fall, like when I'm eating, which obviously it does.
I notice
biscuit,
it straight away.
He will see it. It's like his eyes are like laser beams and like will spot the crumb and fall. Yep. And I'm literally, I'm going to pick it up. Give me a minute.
Okay, so all right. I'm not going to lie. That is up there.
Okay. What is it? Let me see.
Okay. You're going to laugh at this. This literally happened the other day and my blood was boiling. I don't know why. It was infuriating me. It was really bugging me.
Go on. Letting water
drip from
so
your hands.
After's written, letting water drip from the hands.
To the floor.
On the floor.
On the floor, before drying it with a towel.
So basically, like, when I wash my hands, I don't always go straight for the towel. Like, I'll get distracted or, like, things will drop on the floor. After we'll see the water droplets going on the floor and be like, why are you not drying your hands?
No, but no. It happened yesterday and I don't think, because I've seen you do it before. I thought, oh, it's just a one-off.
You've said before this.
Have I said it before? Yeah. Oh, it was bugging me. Yesterday, Alex was telling me a story and she was washing her hands in the sink. And while she was telling me the story, I'm just there by the kitchen. And she's talking to me and with wet hands. And the water is literally dripping off her hands. And she shook it. And I'm like, what is she? And I'm trying to keep a straight face and look at her. And I'm in my head, I'm like, use the towel, go for the towel. And she's still talking to me and it's still dripping. And she's like, oh yeah, she's telling me about a day with the water still dripping off her hands. I'm like, grab the towel now. And then she finally goes for the towel and then she walks off. And I look on the floor, I see like water droplets all over there. And I'm like, I literally
it's just dry, it's still dry.
No, but it's you know how the water is here, man. It's going to leave a stick mark.
Yeah, there's, London is the
anyway,
worst water.
That is up there now.
That's top.
That literally.
Noted.
Thank you.
I'll decide whether or not I want to change.
Go straight for the towel or
in the sink.
Yeah.
He's saying just to flick it in the sink.
First, please. What was it? Oh, I remember. Okay, cool. Question number three. What is the one thing that will make you cry?
All right.
You.
Me cry.
You.
All right.
Pretty
one
much.
One thing that will make Alex cry. Right.
Make Alex cry. Oh, my writing is all over the place today.
I spelt this thing wrong and had to edit it.
Oh, it's so bad. I'm so bad.
Are you ready? That's why we need whiteboards. Okay.
I know. Whiteboards coming soon. Are you ready?
All right. Let's show everybody it first.
Ready? Go.
Excuse my writing.
Sorry, it's all over the place. But anyway, what I wrote... What did you write? I put sad stories about animals.
That's literally the same. That's literally the same. So I wrote sad animal videos, but I was thinking stories, but I thought that was too long to write. Yeah. So well done. You got that right. Anything to do with sad animals or just sad stories in general, I'm so emotional. Like, I will feel your pain. If you tell me something...
Very empathetic you are.
I'm very empathetic. I will feel your pain. It's a blessing and a curse. But
yeah, but honestly, Alex cries at everything. Everything.
I do.
Like... Well, literally anything sad that happens, if you're watching a video, I know straight away if Alex is crying, because I literally turn to my left or right and wherever she's sitting, guaranteed she's crying.
I'm just like, don't look at me.
Yeah.
Don't, because he ruins my cry. Yeah. I just want to get it out. Like, I feel sorry for them. Or, like, you know, an old person, they're lonely and I'm like, oh, it's so sad. Or, like, an animal is stuck.
You want to set yourself off again. Stop.
Okay, it's the last one.
Yeah.
What is one of your funniest habits?
I've got quite a few funny habits. Funniest habits. What's my funniest habit?
Don't look.
I'm not looking.
Come on, you're taking too
long. All right, okay.
I'm going to have to cut some of this so people don't have to sit and watch you ponder over everything for 10 minutes. It's going to be a quick fire game. 1, 2, 3. What did you write?
I put random singing / shouting.
What? That is also very annoying, but that's not... I wouldn't call that funny. Like, sometimes it's funny.
I thought that was quite funny, because I'm not going to lie, I take after my dad. Randomly, I'll be brushing my teeth and I'll just, like...
Stop. You literally did this thing this morning. I spoke to you about this.
I know, so but I forget, man.
I wrote dramatic sleeping, because basically...
This isn't
funny. Asa will just sleep in the most dramatic positions ever. So, like, I'll get up in the morning and he will literally be sat there. Sometimes he's in there. I've got photo evidence of this, which I won't post anywhere because he will literally kill me. But he'll be like in dead asleep and he will like cup his face. Like, I'm basically what I'm
not
doing.
Like,
I have a photo of this where he's literally like cupped his face. He looks like a little cutie. And he's literally cupping his face. Yeah. He will sometimes sleep with his hand on his head like he's fainted. Like, and this morning, I'm not even joking, this morning, because obviously we spoke about this yesterday, and I had an idea of what I was going to write. This morning, I wake up, and he's so dramatic, he's like this, with one cheek on his thing, and the expression looks dramatic, and he looks like he's like had the worst thing happen to him ever.
It happens when you're married to you, innit? No, I'm joking. No, hey, listen. Alex uses this against me. She has an album full of pictures of me sleeping in dramatic poses.
Literally, sometimes he looks like he's thinking in his sleep. You know, if somebody was going to like set themselves up to
I'm pondering
in his sleep. Or sometimes he'll literally sleep like he's dead, like in a coffin or something. Yeah. And it honestly cracks me up when I wake up and I have to take a picture. So if you ever do anything to wrong me.
It's going to come out,
You know what I've got, and you guys know what you're going to see.
No, that's not fair, Mum.
It's fair.
I don't do it to you.
That's why I don't sleep in any dramatic positions. I'd set my mouth open.
Yeah. You're like dead to the wall now.
Not a pretty sleeper. Anyway, that brings us nicely on to the end.
That was quite fun.
I
enjoyed that.
That was really fun. If you guys have any fun questions or stories, if you have any stories you would like to step... I say, if you have any stories you'd like to share with us, but that's obviously not what I mean.
No.
If you guys have any stories that you would like to share with us or funny questions that we can ask each other in the next podcast, let us know. Make sure you subscribe, follow, like, whatever platform you're on, and check out our Instagram and TikTok, Colour Coded, CULRCODE.
DED.
What did I say?
DE.
CULRCODED.
There we go.
Obviously can't spell. Love you, bye.